Welcome to Scheib Park in Philadelphia, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the Philadelphia Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Don Gutteridge. Batting second. The center fielder, Milt Burns. Batting third. The first baseman, Mike Chartek. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Vern Stevens. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Gene Moore. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Al Zarrilla. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Mark Christman. Batting eighth. The catcher, Red Hayworth. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Moncrief. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Bob Moncrief. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Irv Hall. Batting second. The right fielder, Ford Garrison. Batting third. The center fielder, Bobby Estilella. Batting fourth. The catcher, Frankie Hayes. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Dick Siebert. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Bill McGee. Batting seventh. The third baseman, George Kell. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ed Bush. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Lum Harris. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Lum Harris. And now, play ball. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Estilella, who is chasing the ball. Gutteridge reaches third base with a triple. Milt Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gutteridge scores. It's 1-0, Browns. Mike Chartek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chartek hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Kell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens hits a fly ball into right field. Garrison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gene Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. There goes Burns trying to get to second. Siebert throws the ball into Kell, who relays the ball to Hall, who tags Burns for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Irv Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gutteridge settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ford Garrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrison hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Moncrief fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bobby Estilella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Estilella hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes hits a fly ball into right field. Moore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hall scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman hits a fly ball into left field. Siebert settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Red Hayworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayworth hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bob Moncrief is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moncrief hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bush fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, The Browns won, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gutteridge scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill McGee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGee hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gutteridge scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. Gutteridge hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bush scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Milt Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Burns hits a pop-up towards third. Kell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Chartak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chartak is 0 for 1 in the game. Chartak hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Estilella, who is chasing the ball. Chartak reaches third base with a triple. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0 for 1 in the game. Stevens hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bush scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ed Bush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bush hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lum Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris strikes out. Two outs. Herb Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0 for 1 in the game. Hall hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ford Garrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrison is 0 for 1 in the game. Garrison hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hayworth settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Gene Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Moore hits a fly ball into right field. Garrison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla is 0 for 1 in the game. Zarrilla hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hall scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman is 0 for 1 in the game. Christman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bush scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bobby Estilella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Estilella is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Estilella hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0 for 1 in the game. Hayes hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 0 for 1 in the game. Siebert hits a ball on the ground towards first. Chartak fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Bill McGee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGee is 0 for 1 in the game. McGee hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Red Haworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haworth is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Haworth hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bob Moncrief is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moncrief is 0-for-1 in the game. Moncrief bunts towards first. McGee scoops it up and throws to first, with Hall covering, for the out. Haworth moves to second. One out. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Gutteridge hits a fly ball into right field. Garrison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Milt Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Burns hits a fly ball into left field. Siebert settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0-for-1 in the game. Kell hits a line drive into right field. Moore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Bush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bush is 0-for-1 in the game. Bush hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Chartak settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lum Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 0-for-1 in the game. Harris hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Herb Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hall strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Mike Chartak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chartak is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Chartak hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hall settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0-for-2 in the game. Stevens hits a fly ball towards right. Garrison settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Garrison. Stevens moves to second. Gene Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Moore bunts towards the mound. Harris fields it and throws to first for the out. Stevens moves to third. Two outs. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla is 0-for-2 in the game. Zarrilla hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Estilella. Zarrilla reaches second base with a double. Stevens scores. That run is unearned. It's 2-0, Browns. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman is 0-for-2 in the game. Christman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hall scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ford Garrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrison is 0-for-2 in the game. Garrison hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bobby Estilella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Estilella is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Estilella hits a fly ball into right field. Moore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hayes hits a fly ball into right field. Moore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 0 for 2 in the game. Siebert hits a fly ball into center field. Burns settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Red Haworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haworth is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Haworth hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bob Moncrief is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moncrief is 0 for 1 in the game. Moncrief bunts towards the mound. Harris fields it and throws to first for the out. Haworth moves to second. One out. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. Gutteridge hits a line drive into left field. Siebert settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Milt Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Burns hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Haworth scores. It's 3-0, Browns. Mike Chartak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chartak is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. Chartak hits a fly ball into center field. Estilella settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. George McQuinn now playing first base. Bill McGee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGee is 0 for 2 in the game. McGee hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Haworth settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0 for 2 in the game. Kell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ed Bush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bush is 0 for 2 in the game. Bush hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kell moves to second. Larry Rosenthal pinch hits for Lum Harris. Larry Rosenthal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosenthal hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Burns. Rosenthal reaches second base with a double. Kell scores. Bush moves to third. It's 3-1, Browns. George Caster now pitching. Herb Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hall takes first base on ball 4. Ford Garrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrison is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Garrison hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bush scores. Rosenthal scores. Hall moves to second. It's Browns, 3, Athletics, 3. Bobby Estilella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Estilella is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Estilella hits a ball on the ground towards third. Christman fields it, steps on third, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Athletics 3. The Browns will come to bat. Russ Christopher now pitching. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0 for 3 in the game. Stevens hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hall settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gene Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Moore hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bush scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Zarilla hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bush fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman is 0 for 3 in the game. Christman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bush fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hayes hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 0 for 3 in the game. Siebert takes first base on ball 4. Hayes moves to second. Bill McGee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGee is 0 for 3 in the game. McGee hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Caster fields it and throws to third for the out. Siebert moves to second. One out. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Kell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Siebert moves to third. McGee moves to second. Ed Bush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bush is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Bush hits a ball on the ground towards first. McQuinn fields it and throws to home to get Siebert. McGee moves to third. Kell moves to second. Two outs. Russ Christopher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christopher hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hayworth settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Athletics 3. The Browns will come to bat. Red Hayworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayworth is 3 for 3 in the game, with 3 singles. Hayworth hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hall settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Caster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Caster hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bush scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is 1 for 4 in the game, with a triple. Gutteridge hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Milt Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Gutteridge. The throw from Hayes and he is safe. Gutteridge steals second. Milt Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Burns hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Herb Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hall hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Caster fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ford Garrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrison is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Garrison hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bobby Estalella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Estalella is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Estalella hits a line drive into center field. Burns settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. Hayes hits a fly ball into center field. Burns settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Athletics 3. The Browns will come to bat. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0 for 4 in the game. Stevens bunts towards the mound. Christopher fields it and throws to first for the out. McQuinn moves to second. One out. Gene Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Moore hits a pop-up towards the mound. Christopher settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Zarrilla hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hall scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Siebert hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gutteridge scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill McGee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGee is 0 for 4 in the game. McGee hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. Kell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Athletics 3. The Browns will come to bat. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman is 0 for 4 in the game. Christman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Red Hayworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayworth is 3 for 4 in the game, with three singles. Hayworth hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Christopher fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Castor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castor is 0 for 1 in the game. Castor hits a pop-up towards the mound. Christopher settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Ed Bush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bush is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Bush hits a fly ball into right field. Moore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Russ Christopher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christopher is 0 for 1 in the game. Christopher hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Burns. Christopher reaches second base with a double. Herb Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hall hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ford Garrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrison is 3 for 5 in the game, with three singles. He's got two RBIs. Garrison hits a ball on the ground towards third. Christman fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 12, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Athletics 3. The Browns will come to bat. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is 2 for 5 in the game, with a single and a triple. Gutteridge hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hayes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Milt Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 2 for 5 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Burns hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kell fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. McQuinn hits a pop-up towards short. Bush settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 12, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Bobby Estilella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Estilella is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. Estilella hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Burns, who is chasing the ball. Estilella reaches third base with a triple. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 2-for-5 in the game, with two singles. Hayes is walked intentionally. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 0-for-4 in the game. With a walk. Siebert is walked intentionally. Hayes moves to second. Bill McGee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGee is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. McGee hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Christman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 2-for-5 in the game, with two singles. Kell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Estilella scores. Hayes moves to third. Siebert moves to second. The game is over. The final score, Philadelphia Athletics, 4, and St. Louis Browns, 3. Goodbye from Scheib Park in Philadelphia.